This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you. And helping me out today is Ali Hogg of Equal Love. Now, as I said earlier, if Alex is the smooth and polished face of the push for equal marriage, my co-host today is a rather different kind of figurehead. She's loud out there and on the streets, tirelessly organising rallies to keep the issue bubbling. And she was recently in City Square along with the Occupy protesters, continuing to forge links throughout the wider protest and union movement. And that's actually kind of annoyed one of our listeners. Robert in Pasco Vale is asking, Ali, will you stop supporting the Socialist Alliance and ban them from future Equal Love rallies after its members used homophobic abuse against the police at last Friday's Occupy Melbourne protests?
Well, firstly, I'd start off by saying I didn't see any homophobic abuse towards any of the police. I have heard reports of some of the police being homophobic towards a couple of young gay Aboriginal members of our community. And I am not going to tell any socialist group or any other group to not be involved in the Equal Love rallies. We want as much support as possible. Obviously, if there are there are homophobic groups coming along to the rallies, we will, you know, have something to say about that. But so far, overwhelmingly, the groups that have been involved in Equal Love have been anti-homophobic.
Yeah, well, I guess there's always some in every group, and as I've said online to a few people over the last couple of days, you've said to me, why am I supporting the Occupy Melbourne thing? What about these horrible Socialist Alliance people? And I've said two things about that. One is that I've been going on demonstrations and things since 1968, and the Socialist Alliance were there then. They were as loud and as noisy and probably as young as they are now. And they're kind of like a fact of life. They don't seem to progress very far, but they do make a lot of noise and they do make up the numbers. I think probably it would be very politically incorrect for a member of Socialist Alliance to be homophobic, but they might kind of forget themselves a bit in the heat of the moment, and they might need a little, what would they call it in the Socialist Alliance? Re-education, perhaps?
Maybe reminding.
Maybe reminding. Before we go on, just a quick message here I've got to bring in. There's been an accident on the M80 Ring Road. The left-hand lane remains blocked, Greensboro bound, just after Pasco Vale Road, following a multiple vehicle crash. Traffic is heavy on the approach from Sunshine Avenue. Vic Roads advises drivers travelling through the area to allow extra time. That's the M80 Ring Road, left-hand lane blocked, Greensboro bound, just after Pasco Vale Road. Sorry about the mundane intrusion of traffic, but we do like to let people know. Ali, getting away from Occupy Melbourne for a moment, we might come back to that a little bit later. Your next action is here in Melbourne, and you're going to be making some noise outside the Labour Party offices here. Why are you doing that?
Well, we wanted to have one last push in Melbourne, give Melburnians one last opportunity to come out on the streets to continue the pressure on the ALP. And so we were trying to work out where we should go, and we discovered that the federal ALP has an office in Melbourne. So we are heading there during the week on Wednesday, the 16th of November, and we're having a bit of a speak out. So we're inviting people from the community to come out, and they can have a little bit of a rant on the soapbox of how and why they think that we should get rid of these laws, and what they think that how the ALP should act at the conference in December.
Right. So where is this federal office of Labour?
It's at 360 King Street, which it's a little old Victorian building, just a little kind of near the Flagstaff Gardens.
So plenty of room for people to get out there with the bullhorns and shout at the windows and so on and so forth. What time of day are you going to be there?
We're going to be there at 12:30.
So it's going to be a lunchtime do.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it in the middle of the day when people are going to be at work?
Well, we were kind of hoping that people might be able to come down from their lunch at their lunch breaks, but we want them to be able to hear us. So if we did it on a weekend, their offices will be shut. So
right.
we're not expecting to get the thousands of people that we do, but as I said, it's more of a speak out where we can have that opportunity, an opportunity to kind of get our voices out, get a little bit of press around the issue to keep the momentum up before the conference in December.
Right. Now, talking about the conference in December, we referred to it when we were talking to Alex Greenwich. Since this possible conscience vote came over on the horizon, you've had a lot of people contacting you saying, are you now going to stop protesting? Are you now not going to bother going to the Labour Party conference? Haven't you won already? I asked Alex about that, and I said what my point of view on that was, but what have you been saying to these people?
No way. We're going to be heading to December no matter what. Firstly, it doesn't look like the conscience vote is going to win us marriage equality. And secondly, even if a conscience vote goes ahead and they support marriage equality, we need to keep up that pressure. We know that there are many people that still oppose marriage equality, so we want it to be enshrined in law that Australia doesn't discriminate against LGBTI people. So until that is embedded in the law, we're going to keep coming out. And I think December is a fantastic opportunity for everybody who's been coming out time and time again from across the country to come together in one place and really show that level of support.
There's another question here from John. He says, why does Equal Love seem to have every disaffected group coming along to its rallies? We seem to have every far-left group in attendance who actually don't have much support within our community, the GLBTI community.
Well, we support, as I said before, we support all groups coming along to the demonstrations. And I don't know, maybe you might not support some of these groups, but I know that there are a lot of people that have all sorts of different political affiliations. So I guess we just have to accept that they're going to keep coming.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of people have thought in the past, if only it weren't quite so noisy, if only it weren't quite so lefty, I'd probably come along to the rally. But I feel a bit put out by, the Socialist Alliance people and the loud, noisy people and all that. I know you and I have talked about this on air before, and you're all in favour of people making a lot of noise anyway.
Yep.
But what about comparing that with Occupy? Okay, the same people, the usual suspects, as the straight press tend to call them, have also been piling into the Occupy Melbourne protest. You've got the loudmouths, you've got the Socialist Alliance and all the different socialist splinter groups, of which there are always half a dozen around the place, all piling into that. They're the ones who've been picked on by the press, by Robert Doyle, by various other people, as kind of like demonized, if you like, as being the soul of the protests and all that. But actually, it wasn't like that, was it? There were a lot more people from much more mainstream backgrounds.
Yeah, the Occupy movement is quite a lot different to the Equal Love rallies. Equal Love rallies are predominantly a younger crowd. We saw heaps of, like, way more high school students, and a lot more colourful. But I think that the Occupy movement is made up of a lot more people who are probably... There are some young high school students at it, but it was mostly people in their probably mid-20s and older. And they were people that have made up of not just left groups, but also there's people who are hippies. There are people that come down in their business suits at lunchtime. It's quite a lot different to Equal Love. And they have general assemblies where different people get to get up and say their positions. But one of the inspiring things is that they unanimously did support marriage equality, even though there was a whole different array of people at it. They unanimously supported Aboriginal rights and several other things like that. So where it's more of a platform where you can get up and say, I'm the 99%, I represent this particular group, and try to gather support for that.
Because one of the criticisms that's been levelled at the whole movement is it's not for anything, or people can't work out what it's for, that it doesn't have a coherent platform, that it doesn't have, it knows what it's against, but it doesn't know what it wants to put in its place. Do you think that's a justified criticism?
I think it can kind of come across like that, especially when you do, they have a, they try to make everything work by consensus, which means that you can't really get every single thing up that you want the movement to agree to. But I think that some of the main things, that they're against corporate greed, they're against there being a 1% at society while the 99% of people are working to make the 1% richer and so forth.
Yeah. There is a broad underlying philosophy, I believe, but, you know, I think you just need some better PR.
Yeah.
But perhaps that's part of the 1% too, that they own all the PR people. Why doesn't Equal Love try and get some Liberal Party support of as well? We need to convince them too, says Joe. Yeah, we do. I think people do lobby Liberal MPs as well, if they live in Liberal constituencies. But at the moment, what we have here, you know, you're never going to get the Liberal Party under Tony Abbott to introduce a motion of any kind supporting gay marriage in the Parliament. So at the moment, Labour's the best bet we got. And I think that's why the concentration on Labour at the moment. But please feel free to call your Liberal MP and tell him what you think and try and get him to cross the floor if they don't allow a conscience vote. That's something you can do. Don't expect other people to do everything for you. You're listening to The Rainbow Report on Joy 94.9 with Doug Pollard and Ali Hogg. Coming up next, the streets are not the only place where revolutions happen. There's a quiet one going on here at Joy. Hard on the heels of the agreement with Beyond Blue comes news of another tie-up as Joy ventures into the field of research around GLBTI elders. And the man leading that work for us is up next.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.